I receive classified briefings about potential terror threats.
Congressman Brian Higgins, he notes that striking a balance between civil liberties and those who are making potential terror threats isn't a simple task. Recently, there's word that Homeland Security has been checking the immigration status of some foreign students at U.S.-Canadian border crossings. Higgins says individual liberties should be protected, but at the same time, the U.S. must protect its citizens.
These are difficult times, and you always have to try to find that balance. And Customs and Border Protection agencies are well-trained, they're professionals, and if they have, information that says that there may be students looking to do harm on the homeland, they have to be particularly cautious about students coming in. It's just, unfortunately, the way the world is in post 9/11.
Do you think the president was on track with what he announced regarding the counterterrorism?
I do. Look, a lot goes into this. A lot of thought, a lot of preparation, a lot of sensitivity to not overreaching. But finding that delicate balance between individual liberties, civil rights, and protecting the homeland is always, always a very, very difficult situation under the best of circumstances.
Congressman Higgins says when information points to a certain person or characteristic, those who are in charge of keeping watch of national security must be vigilant in monitoring those individuals. The congressman points to the recent terror threat of a commuter train that runs through Buffalo from New York City down to Toronto. Both U.S. and Canadian law enforcement shared information, thwarting a potential terror attack. Higgins says that's the most effective means of protecting our homeland. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.